Well, a storm associated with a tropical cyclone has heaped more misery on already flooded communities in eastern Indonesia and Timor-Leste to the north of Australia. Torrential rain over the weekend has triggered widespread flooding and landslides, leaving dozens of people missing and many more homeless. Rachel Mealy reports.
Torrential rain has caused multiple disasters across the region. Footage shows raging floodwaters sweeping away homes, vehicles and livestock. Timor-Leste's Consul General in Australia is Celio Meniz. He says the capital, Dili, is the hardest hit area.
The situation at the moment is about 7,000 people are evacuated to the refugee centre in all part of Dili. People dead and people there lost their homes, lost their materials like cars and other equipments.
But the damage isn't just confined to Dili. Flooding and mudslides have affected provinces to the west and south. Rescuers can't access some areas because roads have been cut off by mudslides and power has been cut across the region. Annie Sloman is Oxfam's Associate Country Director for Timor-Leste. She says there isn't yet a complete picture of the extent of the devastation.
There isn't a full picture yet. There will be hopefully assessments happening in Dili today that are trying to get a better picture of what's happened really in Dili. But we're getting bits and pieces through social media and through networks and through the civil protection, who are the government bodies sort of managing it. But really that big picture and how many people are actually really affected is still not there.
She says the community has been in lockdown because of fears of transmission of COVID-19, and the emergency is likely to worsen the outbreak.
We've actually been in lockdown for the last month because there has been community transmission here, and already families were really struggling with food and having access to any livelihoods. And so there was already response work going on about food. So now we've got this extra crisis on top of it. So it's a really pretty crazy situation here.
A plane carrying the country's first doses of COVID-19 vaccine landed yesterday in Dili. But Consul General Celio Meniz says the flooding destroyed a warehouse where they were to be stored.
You know, the warehouse that was to store COVID vaccine also flooded, and people who were in isolation at home at the quarantine home, they had to go to the evacuation centre.
International humanitarian relief is kicking into action. UN agencies and international NGOs such as the Red Cross are sending urgent help. Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says Australia is preparing to send assistance.
Talking with the Prime Minister, I've made it clear that we're able to help, depending on what they need and when. They're obviously looking at what they're going to do as well. They haven't announced that yet. Floods are easing, and the Australian government will announce what they're going to do soon. I've made it very clear, like we have in the past, so this is not a new thing for a Territory Chief Minister to say. We stand ready and willing and able to assist when they know what it is that they will need.
Timor-Leste's government minister, Fidelis Leci Margulies, has told the ABC his nation will request more help from Australia and other nations after it has assessed the full extent of the flood damage.
That's Rachel Mealy reporting.